So would we call this an epidemic?
I think that would be a fair word, that we're seeing just an enormous increase of older adults experiencing homelessness, not only in our community, but across the country.
Okay, I have to think that housing costs have something to do with this. What did you find?
Absolutely. We know that about half of people experiencing homelessness are 50 and older. And what we found that almost half of those who are 50 and older and experiencing homelessness first became homeless after 50. For them, one of the really primary drivers of homelessness was the unaffordability of housing and their low wages or lack of income. It was really a problem here of a mismatch between what people could afford and what housing was available.
Well, a couple of things occurred to me. One is, okay, why not go somewhere else? And the other thing is, when I see someone homeless, I wonder, where is your family? Are these people, what are they telling you anecdotally? Are they saying they get no support from their family in any way?
I mean, that's a really great question. So first of all, why here? Why don't people move? First of all, we have found that a lot of our study participants have moved. They've moved further east to places like Stockton and other places where the cost of housing are lower. The problem there is they're disconnected from their families, from their communities, from their churches. They're isolated, they're lonely, and this is really their home. This is where they've grown up. And then in terms of their family, what we found, which I think might surprise some people, is that for many, many of these people, they are in touch with their families. Their families adore them and want to help, but their families are struggling too. The families are really struggling with their own struggles to afford their housing and are really barely holding on. And they're fearful at times that if someone else moves in with them, they might get evicted because they have someone who's not in their lease living with them. And also, frankly, the additional cost of having someone else in the household, they're just too much to bear. We did find, however, that one of the most common exits from homelessness was to move back with family. So it's not true that their families are ignoring them. It's just that their families are struggling. And this might present some opportunities for us to think about ways that we could help families help their own loved ones.
And finally, Dr. Cashel, how are or should agencies that deal with the homeless react to this?
I think what we all need to realize that for many people, the crisis in homelessness is simply a crisis of housing affordability, and we need to be pushing as hard as we can to have more opportunities to have housing for those with very low income. The other thing is, I think we need to be creative about whatever ways we can help people regain housing, and some of that may mean to help people move in with their families and to provide the extra support to their families to host their loved ones. For others, it may mean helping them move, or perhaps more importantly, helping them with that little bit of extra income to afford the housing costs that we face today.